Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Ryan and Spencer on this week's episode of the Discorder Show. There was Spence for you speaking. What you just heard was some The Wizards with the song Bryce Dungeon. Don't ask what that's name of that song is supposed to mean. I have no idea.
What is that name? What the name of that song supposed to mean?
All right, the word Bryce reminds me of some guy that used to work in this radio station.
Okay, but what about Dongyeon?
The word Dongyeon reminds me of a little place underneath a bunch of stairs where you're locked up and you're waiting for someone to come save you.
Cool. What else do we have coming up?
And on better notes of topics of conversation, we got a... Once again, as usual, I got a special show prepared for you today. It being the summer season and... It being the festival season and it kind of being a more of an electronic season, I decided to aim this show towards more of a that type of a show. So we got a lot of cool music coming up for you. Adam Sheikh, I just played you some Wizards. I'm going to play you some Seaweed Head in a second, and I'll be giving away tickets to Spongle today. So keep your ears tuned to hear some good Spongle. And when I say call in, please call in to get tickets to a show that's happening at the Vogue Theater on July 14th. But for now, how about we listen to some Seaweed Head with the song that I have queued up for you today is Way Out here at CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, UBC Campus Radio.
And it's a really good campus radio station called CITR. And which one you got it in there? Okay, you're going to need number 3. Gives you something that I'm about to say. Tell my secret to no other man. Gives you something I won't say.
You just heard was Seaweed Head with the song Way Out. So, as all you good music fellows know, the Bass Coast Project is happening again this year at the end of August, and they've been around for 3 years now. A writer from the Discord magazine had a chance to catch up with them and talk about their recent success, because as a festival, they've only been around 2 years, and last year they had a cap of 1,000 people attending their festival, which is really, really awesome in my opinion, mainly because, as Graham, one of the organizers, told the Discord magazine, is because you get a huge sense of community. Let's say you have to go to a three-day festival, you walk in there first day, and by the end of it, those 1,000 people, you know 90% of them with an eye look, you know 50% of them on the first name basis. So you really get a sense of just one big giant family, which is what I really love about festivals.
Where is it held?
It's actually held right close to Vancouver, which is another reason why.
Where?
All right, it's near Squamish. I don't know exactly what block it's placed in. It's just close. It's near. It's Squamish. Squamish is like half an hour drive, 45-minute drive. Depends how fast you drive.
So you're talking about because of the size, it's small that you get to know people, or it's just like a tight-knit community that goes there?
No, it's like there is a tight community that goes there, but not everyone in the community knows one another.
It's friendly, basically.
Yeah, so like when you walk into an environment and there's like 800, 900 people there within a certain restricted boundary, after 3 or 4 days, everyone knows each other. Like you get to become one like on a first name basis with everyone. And that is truly what I really, really enjoy about festivals. And I'm planning on going to a lot of festivals myself, including the Vancouver Folk Fest, which is happening not too, too far from today. But one of the headliners of this year's Bass Coast Project is a local DJ musician, a producer, electronic musician, referred to as, known as DJ Adam Sheikh. And I'm going to play you one of his old tracks. It's called Lost Dream Earth. And check this guy out on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and then we'll be back.
Back on the radio.
Thank you. Bond. James Bond.
Got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
You talking to me? You talking to me?
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
I understand.
Are you?
Plastics.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Just a sweet transvestite. From transsexual Transylvania.
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? The Rio Theater, voted number one in East Vancouver, your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
Don't miss Transformers Dark of the Moon, running from July 1st until July 6th. And then Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, running from July 14th until July 28th. For more information, visit www.riotheater.ca.
And what you just listened to was DJ Adam Sheikh with the song Lost Earth. He'll be playing at this year's Base Coast Festival in August. And make sure you check him out.
Somewhere
near Squamish.
Is there like a website you go to? Or
Type in Google basecoastproject.ca. I think it's basecoastproject.ca.
Base Coast.
Base Coast. BASSCOAST. Like West Coast, but Base Coast. Like West Coast with a base. Does that make sense?
But like Best Coast with base.
Best Base Coast. That's what they named the project. Yeah.
Anyway,
speaking of other
things. So I thought it would be silly without a mention the fact that the Polaris shortlist was announced today. So, and just so happens a couple of these bands we played on the show before, not all of them, I mean, because they're not all local, but we did have a Braids interview. Braids made the top 10.
I remember that.
Austra. Who I just found out about recently and really into. Not really into, just really pretty excited about. Obviously, Arcade Fire, The Suburbs, who, you know, didn't really need a... Well,
if you're
nothing against them, but yeah, I mean, they won the Grammy, so
they
obviously
don't,
they the
don't need
10.
Promo, but their album's pretty good. Their album is pretty, pretty good, if you ask me. Even though they don't want to do... But they deserve credit, if not promo.
Okay, and we got Hey Rosetta, Timber Tambra, The Weeknd, Colin Stetson, Ron Sexsmith, and Galaxy. I think that rounds out the top 10. So good for those guys. I know there's a bunch of people who didn't. I think there's some more local bands that didn't make the cut this time around, but congratulations to those guys.
Yeah, there's always next time, eh? There's always next year. You can never keep your hopes up. Hey, maybe next year we'll get paid for actually doing this. And silence. That's where the silence kicks in. Anyhow, carry on with other non-paying little thingamajiggies in our life. As I said, I'll be giving out free tickets to Spongle this evening. And Spongle, he's an electronic producer artist from the UK, and he's headlined numerous amount of world festivals, and he's coming to Vancouver not in a festival form, but he's coming to play at the Vogue Theater. Now you're asking, why would someone like Spongle be playing at the Vogue Theater? The answer is pretty straightforward and simple, because he's going to be performing off of a 5 meter tall hallucinogenic sculpture, and by hallucinogenic sculpture I mean it looks like a block-based sculpture that it just projects trippy stuff from it. Don't ask how it's done. I have no idea how it's done. I'm not the main producer of that show, but if you call in now to the station at 604-822-2487, you can win your chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Spongle July 14th at the Vogue Theater. First call to win. So it's 604-822-2487. But for now, I'm going to play you a bit of Spongle. And enjoy.
Recurring.
that on hold? The what bro?
Seriously. Just a mention. Fresh April thought calls the space in this time. The areas just seem to solve a vanishes
That was Spongo with their song DMT that we just played for you here at the radio station. Well, I only have like 5 more minutes left, so I'll try to keep it quick with the concert listings. Concert listings for the next 2 weeks happening at Van City. First, and one of my favorites, on the 7th, we have Piper Davis. She's playing against next to Elephant Folk, Teen Owl Neighbor, and the Boom Booms at the Electric Owl venue, which is a new venue that opened up near Maine and Hastings. Walked in there the other day. Great, beautiful stage, open space. Check it out. You'll love it.
It's like across from the Cambie. Or not the Camry, sorry.
The Cobalt. The Cobalt.
The Cobalt.
The Cobalt.
Yeah.
The Cobalt.
Yeah, it's more like Main and Union.
Have you been there? Good venue, eh?
Haven't been there.
No. All right. Well, my advertisement goes out to you, too. Go check out that venue. It's a good one, my friend.
Have you been there?
Yeah, I walked in there the other day. And the first thing they have is a stack of Discorder magazines.
Yes.
Like, you see that? I do that show. They're like, we don't know what that is. Someone just came and dropped it off here. I'm like, all right, thanks. Thanks a lot. Anyhow, on the that's happening on the 7th. On the 9th, we have the New Pornographers and Hannah George's Nico Case and Set the World. They're playing at part of the Summer Live in Stanley Park event. Continuing that, on the 10th, at the Summer Live in Stanley Park, we have Dan Mangan. He's playing with Hey Ocean, We Are the City, Aiden Knight, Vita Hill, Spirit of the West, Dal Richards, and the Dal Richards Orchestra.
And if you bring your bicycle there, I'll park it for you for free.
Are you going to be standing there parking bicycles?
Yeah, actually. The whole weekend. It was actually my job last summer. So they're like, we are so busy because it's summer and there's so many festivals. Can you please come park bikes? And I was like, yeah, I guess. So, yeah.
It's better than cleaning garbage. You get to meet a lot of people.
Who cleans garbage?
I don't know. You get a plastic can and wipe it.
Okay, anyway.
Make sure it's good. Anyway, continue with the show. We got White Buffalo. They're playing at the Media Club on the 13th. We have Asian Youth Gang. They're playing on the 14th next to...
Asian Youth Gang? Is that what you said?
Aging?
Oh, Youth. Aging Youth Gang. Okay.
Sorry. Aging Youth Gang. See, that's why you're here, to correct me. Okay. Aging Youth Gang, Cadaver Dogs, East Vamps, Janara Sorosaurus X, and Strugglers. They're playing at Funkies, and as I said, Spongo's playing at the Vogue Theater. And 15th, 16th, and 17th, we have the Vancouver International Folk Festival, which is something I'm definitely looking forward to. This year it's being headlined with Emmanuel Gell, Buck 65, Joel Plaskett, and hundreds of other musicians. C.R. Avery, who I played, some of you played you one of his tunes a couple of weeks ago. He'll be playing at the festival as well. So definitely check them out. The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, it's happening at the Biltmore on 2 to 5. And I'm going to be very quick, and I got to go on that last note. But I'm going to end and say goodbye with my song that I want to play you from Emmanuel Gell. And this one is called War Child. But until later times, until 2 weeks from today, I hope you have a great one, and I will catch you very, very soon. Peace out. Here's Emmanuel Gell with War Child on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Reason to tell my story to touch lives. I believe I've survived for a reason to tell my story to touch lives. All people struggling down there. Storms only come for a while, and then after a while, they'll be gone. Bless. My father was working for the government as a policeman. A few years later, I heard he joined a rebel movement that was formed to fight for freedom. I didn't understand the politics behind all this because I was only a child. After a while, I saw the tension rising high between the Christian and the Muslim regime. We lost our possession. My mother's mother suffered depression. And because of this, I was forced to be a war child. Yeah.